This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chilly outside. Must be football playoff weather, huh? Nothing like it if your team's still playing on a November night. Jeff Ferguson knows a whole lot about that, head coach at Totino Grace. His football team will embrace the challenge again starting this Friday, and he joins us now. Fergie, you just love it when it gets cold like this and you're still playing football, don't you?
Football weather is better than having it be cold and not playing, Max.
That's right. Yeah. It's bad enough if it's cold, but if it's cold and you have nothing to do, that's awful. Do you prepare a lot for that? I mean, over the years, when you've played on every different condition, but when it's a cold night, what philosophically do you do as a coach to prepare them for to mentally get them ready during the week to turn it into an advantage on Friday?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, practice is really important. You know, we practiced half the time inside today in the gym and half outside. We usually get outside some, but you know, practice is critical, and you can if the weather's really horrible, you can kind of old school outside and tough it out and feel good about yourself. But I think it's better to be able to concentrate and prepare. And you do have to get outside some, of course, but I think there has to be sort of a balance with that. And in the game, you know, it's the same thing. It's just for both teams. And just, you know, prepare for it, dress for it. We always tell our guys.
Hey, hey Jeff, hang on one second. We're going to call you back. Just hang up. We just got a bad connection now. We'll call you right back, okay? Jeff Ferguson, head coach at Totino Grace, and interested to hear his thoughts, but we just want to – the cell connection was a little bit off there, and once in a while we get that. And, we had that with Ron Shera during his, too. I'm sorry, what's that? Well, that was clear. Oh. Okay, well. So the connection with Ron was good. Okay. Anyway, it's the state football playoffs, and Creighton Durham Hall just had a big win. Final game of the regular season, 26-20 over Creighton Durham Hall. They're right where they want to be, kind of heading down the stretch. We rejoined Jeff Ferguson. Jeff, we're just talking about that. You know, to an extent, it's so true, and it's a little bit like when coaches eliminated contact a little bit. It doesn't mean the kids don't know what to do on Friday. They still know to hit the person on the other side, and whether you practice inside or outside when it's cold, you still know what the task is at hand on Friday night, right?
Yes, I mean small doses, right?
Like, yep.
We need to hit, but we don't need to hit for 2 hours. And we need to be outside, but we don't need to be outside for 2 hours. But, part of it's how you dress, right? Like, we want our kids, there's so much good, cold weather wear now, but.
That's a good point. That's changed over the years, hasn't it?
It has, but then again, I tell our guys, I don't want you to look like the Michelin Man. There's the little kid in Christmas Story where you can't put your arms down to the side because you have 3 sweatshirts on.
Yeah.
You know, so we help them a little bit with that, and they're fine. You know, kids, they're running around. I'm the guy that gets cold.
Yeah. Yeah, especially when you're those Bermuda shorts in November.
Yeah, you're not going to see me in those, Maxie. I'm sorry.
Hey, you had a big win over Creighton the other night. I saw that Nick Hand had like 3 picks, huh?
He's a good player. He's a junior, and we're excited about him. Yeah, we love it. It's a good little rivalry game with the Catholic schools, and we had a nice prayer before the game, brought both teams together. And so it's a pretty cool deal when Creighton Durham Hall plays Totino Grace. You know, we're both LaSallian schools formed by the Christian Brothers, and we have a great connection with them, and they obviously have a great program. And I tell you what, they're good. They're better than their record indicates, and they're going to be a handful for people.
You know, I was talking to somebody yesterday. I won't use his name because I didn't ask him if I could, but he had 4 kids go through Totino Grace High School. And I asked him how he arrived at Totino Grace as a school. They could have gone to, any of the private schools. And he says, there was just something about the culture in that I thought that Totino Grace reflected society. The demographics of Totino Grace were very much in line with the makeup of society, I thought, in terms of diversification, everything else. it seemed like, you know, they've got everything there. Is that the culture of Totino Grace?
Yeah, that's a great comment. You're talking to a biased guy, Max, because I've lived my life there, right? I went to school there, and our four kids went to school there, and I've been there for 40 years darn near, and there is no better place, in my opinion. It's a happy place. It's a safe place. Kids are challenged. We have great parents. We have great kids. Our staff's incredible. I mean, it is. For as long as I've been there, there's a feeling, and I think it came from the brothers and sisters that founded the school, and you know, and I think it's still there today as well.
His comment was, and this is to take nothing away from any other school, but he said, I always look at the student parking lot. You know, I do this too whenever I'm out covering stories. I always like to look at the student parking lot because it tells you some things. And he said, I love the fact that you saw nice cars, but you also saw old pickup trucks and four-wheel drives and everything else at Totino Grace. And he said that told me something about the makeup of the student body.
We are, you know, there's some people that have some means to send their kids there.
Yep.
There's some families that sacrifice unbelievably to send their kids there, and I respect that so much. You know, one of the cars he's talking about that's a junker is mine, Max.
I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah, we'll start off with that. But no, it's you know, I think diversity is you want your school environment to kind of be a little microcosm of society, and we're that, and we work hard at being that, and that works well for us.
In winning state championships, what did you learn about the most important parts and pieces of playing in October and in November?
You know, the great thing about football, it's a team game. You know that, Maxie. You're an athlete, and you were an athlete. And, you know, maybe you're still an athlete. But
I think so, but nobody else does. But anyway.
Right. Yeah. It's the ultimate team game. And so the sum of the parts is not as, you know, it's the whole team is much more important than the individual. You can play against a team that has, you know, some great individual players, but if you play as a team and if you execute, it's all those things in football, right? It comes down to, you know, execution, and it comes down to care and concern and love for your brother. You know, it comes down to your trust in your coaches and your trust in your teammates, and we're blessed because I think we've had that, and we have that this year.
The other part of it in football is, you know, generally speaking, you don't know until it's in your rearview mirror, maybe. But I've always thought that good coaches and veteran coaches don't panic early in the season because they really understand football more than any other sport. It's what you're playing like at the end of the year. And if you can get, you know, because you might have to tinker a little bit and a guard might become a tackle or a tackle might become a defensive lineman. And you know, obviously you want to stay away from injuries, but it's amazing in the team concept, what you're talking about, the improvement that can be created in just 3 weeks or 1 month.
Boy, that's amen to that. There's so many moving parts, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love all sports, but, you know, the offense, the defense, all the different special teams, you know, the importance of field position. There's just so many pieces to it, and that's what really makes it fun, I think, for coaches and for kids as well.
How has it, you know, since you started, how has it changed in terms of the complexity? I mean, because of 7-on-7s, are you allowed to be more complex once you get to the season?
You know, I don't know if it's so much 7-on-7s, but it is way more complex. And the coaches we face are so good. Yeah, you know, and I'll say particularly at the 6A level, you know, we played at the 5A level as well, and coaches are great there as well. But week in and week out, you're playing people who really work hard to prepare. And now you're sharing film. You know, there's a library of film you have on people, and there's all the technology, and kids have their iPads, and you can break it down and give them computer reports and, you know, do all the things, formation tendencies, you know, down and distance, vertical and horizontal field position, as much information as you want.
Whoever signed the high school level. I mean, you and I remember the days where you had one guy that brought the film in to be processed,
right?
And then you worked off of that all week.
Y Fox, you know.
Yeah, everybody went to Y Fox, yep.
Everybody would just hang out at the Market Barbecue and wait until the film was developed and, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning or something.
And we thought that was pretty high end.
We thought it was pretty high end back there, but now you can sit home on your iPad or your computer, and kids can do the same thing. They can have their phones, you can text them all kinds of information. You can log on and see how much film your kids are watching. And hopefully they're spending more time on their homework than they are watching film. But they have to do a little bit of that as well, a little bit of film study. So, you know, the scout reports that you give kids, you know, we spend the weekend and when we roll around to Monday, our kids get, you know, 20 pages of offensive and defensive scouting report, and, you know, wow, review film with them. So we're spending actually maybe less time on the field. Well, for sure, less time on the field than we used to back in the day, and more time, you know, we film practice. A lot of people do, of course. You film it, you go in, you watch it, and you don't necessarily need as many plays, and then you correct it, and you try to get it corrected before the game.
You know, I asked Mike Zimmer the same question today. I said, you know, in a short week like this for them when they're playing Washington, does that put a premium on guys at their home film study? And he said, you know, what I do is, he says, I check out, because just what you said, you can tell on the iPads. I don't know if people know this or not, but the head coach of the NFL team checks to see how much his players logged in and watched film while they weren't at practice. He can do that. Technically, he can do that. So he says, I watch, see how much they studied it. And then I ask them questions the next day, because I know who's going to know the answers and who doesn't based on who studied it and how they studied it. And so I quiz them, and basically I already know what the answers are going to be based on how much I watched them log in and how much they studied the film. It's kind of a fascinating process, isn't it?
Well, it just is. The other night, you know, I was watching Tom Brady, of course. You know,
yeah.
He's a different genius than Einstein.
Yeah.
But every bit a genius, as is Belichick, and you just watch those guys. And I watch Brady, and what is he seeing? What is he seeing that other quarterbacks aren't seeing? And it just seems like he never gets hit, rarely, or hit hard.
Yep.
You know, he just knows where to go with the ball, and it just trickles down from the pros to the college to high school. It's fun stuff, but it certainly has become a more complicated game than it was when we played.
You know, the other part is, and I don't know if this can exist at the high school level. I don't know if you can teach a kid this by the time he's 18 years old. But, you know, I like to study Brady as well. And one of the things, I watched him last year in the Super Bowl in particular, is that he's got the patience and probably the supreme confidence, not only just to avoid getting hit, but part and parcel with that, to throw the ball away when it's not there, or to check down to something that's really safe. And in so doing, he doesn't turn the ball over. And I'm not saying he's satisfied with that. Obviously, he wants to continue every drive. But there's something about a quarterback that can learn to live to see another day. I don't know. Can you implement that at the high school level?
Gosh.
Can you teach that?
Yeah, you know, we tell our kids sometimes it's more about avoiding disaster.
I know, and you hate to think that way, because you always want to have your foot on the gas pedal. But in football, it's just so important you don't turn the ball over.
It is, and not even just turn the ball over. You know, it can be at any position.
Yep.
Not just the quarterback position.
Yeah, the extra yards, the whatever, right?
Yeah, you need to avoid disaster and live to play for another day, another down. And sometimes, you know, making those – it's so much about decision-making, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's really a fun part of it. But I love to, you know, it's interesting coaching guys' eyes. You know, today at practice, I was on the other side than I normally am, looking at our guys' eyes and looking at what they're watching and talking to them about their eyes. And, you know, what is Brady seeing? That's
yeah.
what I want to know. Because he sees so much prior to the snap, pre-snap, and then
yep.
immediately after the snap. And, you know, when they study these guys in college, they can hide them and wait them and see how fast they are and how far they can throw. But there's something about the brain, right?
Like, the other day in the Viking game, they cut over to Zimmer on the sideline right before the ball was snapped, and he's yelling, pass! And he was saying that completely based on the formation. He knew exactly what they were going to do. And obviously, that's film study and that's everything else. But he said pass, and you go, how does he know that? And sure enough, they fake the handoff. It's a play-action pass, you know?
Yep, he's got the tendencies. He studied it. But, yeah, and then there's something about how fast your brain works, right?
Yes.
You know, my brain works slow.
Mine,
too. I'm sure of that. But some of these guys, they can go from A to B to C really fast. And, you know, I think that's probably why, with all the money the NFL has, I don't know what the percentage of getting the draft picks for quarterbacks right is. It's certainly not 100, and it may not be 50.
Well, yeah, not to mention the fact that a lot of them are the great ones are in the lower rounds or the mid-rounds.
Yeah. What was Brady, like 6 or 7
yeah.
or something?
Yeah, but across, you know, the Vikings don't have, I believe I have this correct, they have one first-round pick on their entire offense, and that's their center.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
at that level, with all the money and all the resources they have, it's still a crapshoot. And a lot of it, I think, is above the neck. You know, the stuff that is harder to measure to combine.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, always enjoy it. Could go all night with you, but thank you so much. Good luck in the playoffs, and we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, we'll see you maybe at J.D. Hoyt soon, huh?
You got it. Anytime is a good time there. Thanks, Jeff.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.